Stories of the Caliphs. A series of stories about the simple and devoted lives of the Prophet and the Caliphs.
Before the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, died, he was successful in bringing all of Arabia from one end to another under the rule of one God. No person was master of another. All were equal before their God. He alone was their master. To him alone did they submit. To govern justly and kindly according to the law of God, and to care for people, were as much acts of worship as to pray, to fast, and to perform pilgrimage. This was what the blessed Prophet taught and practiced. After he died, his followers chose Abu Bakr to lead them and rule over them. He was called Khalifa Rasulallah, which means successor to the Messenger of God. They called him Khalifa, or Caliph, as he was not only a successor of the blessed Prophet in government, but he was also bound to lead the people on the path to Allah, in accordance with his guidance and the traditions and examples given by the blessed Prophet. For Caliph also means agent, or viceroy. They also called him Amirul Mu'minin, which means the ruler of the believers. After Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali were elected caliphs. All were true followers of the blessed Prophet, and closely observed his example. There were many other caliphs after them, who were called caliphs, but not all of them followed in the footsteps of the blessed Prophet. Many lived luxuriously, did not act justly, oppressed people, and denied them their rights, did not alleviate their misery and poverty, and used public money for their own comfort. However, those who did follow the blessed Prophet left glorious examples for others to follow. These were honest men. They lived simply. They ate and dressed like ordinary people. They were just and kind. They dedicated themselves to serving their brothers and sisters and their fellow citizens, and thus they served their God. Even their governors and civil servants conducted themselves as nobly as did the caliphs. The caliph is the most important person in a Muslim state, but he is not the sovereign, nor are the people. God only is sovereign. No caliph, nor even the entire Muslim nation, can make any law which is against the law of God, nor can any caliph be obeyed against his law. The caliph is the head of state, the spiritual leader of Muslims. He has the enormous responsibility to see that the people live according to God's will, in peace and happiness. They do not live in hunger, unsheltered, uneducated, and uncared for. Good prospers, and evil is weakened. Justice is done in all manners and matters, and oppression is put down. Public money in the government treasury is spent for the welfare of the people. Law and order are maintained throughout the land. The penalties, as decreed by God for serious social crimes, are fully carried out. You can see from this list what an important job a caliph has. Because the caliphs were successors to the blessed Prophet, they looked after their people as a father would his children. This involved doing three things. Firstly, they set a good example in their own lives and showed others how to live properly. They never used their office nor the treasury for their own ends. Secondly, they were very particular in taking good care of the poor and needy. And thirdly, they treated all as equals, the mighty and the weak, the high and the low, the rich and the poor. Here are some stories about the early caliphs.